family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick. With them fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with Lou Jobs? Lou Jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
Slap some grease on your behind.
Fuck me.
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly.
Yeah.
It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
Hi, freaks. It's Tuesday, March 11th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, which rock star has to suck his own penis? Plus, stiff and run, and an 800-pound man can get laid. What the hell is your problem? I sense a sharp rise in suicide attempts after listening to this edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Ah, yes! Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. I feel like we've been away for a long time. I mean, we didn't do a Monday show. It was a best of. But we did do a Sunday show for you, Sideshow Freaks. So I guess it really hasn't been too long. Posting the Tuesday show a little bit late, but tomorrow we should be back on track. Anyways, have a great show for you today. Like most Tuesdays, we're going to get right into Sextastic Tuesday. Let me ask you a question. Have you guys ever angry fucked someone? And I think a lot of angry fucking happens when you're about to break up with, you know, your girlfriend or boyfriend, right? Like, maybe, you know, you're going to break up with him. It's in your mind that that seed has been planted. And you're like, let me one last fuck. And then I'm going to break up with this bitch. And so you really just tear her puckering ass lips apart. Slam fuck that worn out hole one last time, right? Just angry fucking. And maybe there's other scenarios where you would angry fuck someone. If you have any angry fuck stories, I would love to hear them on the voicemail line. But today I've got a story that I really think encapsulates the idea of an angry fuck. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Today's Sextastic Tuesday story is entitled, I Fucked Ann Coulter in the Ass Hard. A story I'm sure liberals and conservatives alike will enjoy. The Farmer's Market on Fairfax and 3rd is a Los Angeles trademark. I've seen celebrities like Muhammad Ali, Terry Garr, Tyra Banks, Laura Linney, Keenan Ivory Wayans, the guitarist for The Cult, Weird Al Yankovic, but Ann Coulter is the only celebrity I've ever spotted at Farmer's Market that I wound up fucking in the ass. Hard. I should mention I'm a liberal. Ann Coulter, as if utilizing a sixth sense, seemed to recognize this and respond to in an instant, like a puma recognizes an injured gazelle. For Ann Coulter is a predator. A predator with a hungry asshole. I should mention, so I don't get sued, this is a work of fiction, and actually, the Ann Coulter in this story is spelled A-N-N-E, so it's probably an entirely different person to begin with. Not the famous Ann Coulter. And by famous, of course, I mean the cunt. I first spotted her sitting at a table in front of the gumbo pot with another woman who looked not unlike her, but a generation older. I neglected to ask her at any point subsequently whether this had in fact been her mother. I vaguely recognized her. There's always been a lag time placing faces, you know, from cable when unconfined to a telescreen. And I began to notice she was eyeing me with unsettling scrutiny. The next thing I knew, her companion had left and Coulter was standing over me, looking skeptically at my reading material.
The Grapes of Wrath, huh?
Yeah, I said, faking composure. It's fantastic.
Well, it's a fantastic primer for vacuous proto-communist everywhere, she said dismissively.
I don't know about that, she sighed.
I don't have enough ink in my pen to keep a running list of what you don't know. May I?
She motioned to the empty chair next to me. Oh, this is her idea of flirting, I see. Of course, it would be fair to say my voice trembled a little. She sat and said nothing. Ann Coulter evidently takes an unappreciative view of small talk. That she was eager to continue antagonizing me became evident when I reopened my recently insulted book to resume reading. A young man passed in a t-shirt proclaiming Iraq Nam. She stopped him.
1. Haircut. 2. Shower. 3. Get a job, you sniveling hippie.
She turned to me.
What do you think of the war? Complete success or very nearly complete success?
Well, in no time, barring the strong possibility of civil war, we'll have a democratically elected anti-U.S. Islamicist government in charge of the world's second largest oil reserves, so I'd have to say only very nearly on the complete success scale, at a hysterically distorted best. She showed her teeth.
It sounds to me like you don't support our troops.
I think the support our troops business is the most crass, craven cowardice ever to go unquestioned by the allegedly liberal media.
Yeah? Yes?
There was an oddly growing excitement in her voice. It allows the administration to absolve itself of responsibility for its own flawed policy. It's no different than if you sent a classroom of second graders into a burning building, and when anyone objects, you throw in their face that they don't support our second graders.
Where do you live?
A few blocks away. Take me there.
Ann Coulter's gonna get laid!
Things are getting steamy. When we got to my apartment, she looked around glumly.
I was thinking you'd have half-burned American flags up on the wall, she said, disappointed.
That's ridiculous. I love my country. With every point I expressed that ran counter to a view she held, she removed one article of clothing. Soon she sat on my couch naked, gently pulling at her untrimmed pubic hair, staring intently but not quite invitingly at me. The growing hard lump in my throat was just outpaced by the one in my pants. I was a little nervous because we had agreed on the last 2 points, the need to reconsider the option of nuclear energy and the drilling in the Arctic. I realized her oversized... I don't know why I can't do this. I've tried to record this like 4 times. I just like the idea that Ann Coulter has oversized nipples. I noticed her oversized nipples were no longer hard. Luckily, she was, by this point, determined.
What do you think, she began provocatively, of the president's plan to privatize Social Security?
I sighed with relief. This was as sure a promise to seal the deal as her asking if I had a condom. I think it's a payoff to the Americans the president has always been most intent on pleasing, the richest 1%.
What do you mean?
She cooed. I noticed her nipples hardening once more. She dropped her knees in front of me. She pushed me backwards and positioned my legs up in the air. Who's fucking who exactly? A stock's value is even now only partially tied to the actual value of any publicly traded company, but who's going to profit from inflated valuations when stock prices swell irrationally from the forced, artificial injection of capital? Her breath was hot on my taint as she lifted my scrotum.
Yes?
You might as well shoehorn billions of dollars into the baseball card market. The price of a Derek Jeter rookie will be driven up to hundreds of thousands of dollars before the bubble bursts and the whole market crashes massively. It was getting hard staying on point as she tongue-fucked my shitter. Finally, the story's getting sexy.
Don't stop!
Her contorted mouth pleaded from my butthole. The top 1% will sell stocks at the inflated valuations to the novice investors. By necessity, the market will swell and crash, and the same 1% will come back and repurchase their holdings at pennies on the dollar. She sprung up on the couch on all fours and looked over her shoulders at me. She pointed to her twitching, puckered anus.
See this?
I nodded eagerly.
I want you to wreck it.
I spit on my skeezer pleaser. Oh, man. Prying her ass cheeks apart like a hot dinner roll, I drove it home into the biggest brown eye I had ever seen. She gurgled contently. Every thrust of my baby maker was met with a wrenched squeal as I grabbed her by the hips and began really leaning into her.
Harder, she begged. Harder. Tell me what you think of Chomsky.
Oh, I think he's brilliant, but I don't really agree with much of his stance on Israel, and...
You're slowing down, she snapped. Don't slow down!
I went back to punishing her asshole, giving no thought whatsoever to compassionate conservatism as her chocolate socket gnawed at my pork pipe. Greatest line in a Sextastic Tuesday ever. Her chocolate socket gnawed on my pork pipe. She was babbling now, as out of a delirious reverie. "Feed it," Ann Coulter rasped. "Feed my hungry asshole." I buried her face in a throw pillow, and she swiveled her hips back on my fuck stick with obvious appreciation. My pace quickened as my man magma built towards eruption. "Wait," she gasped, sensing the fuse on my yogurt cannon was burning quick. "I want to take you ass to mouth." We don't see a lot of A to M action in these Sextastic Tuesday stories, but I can see Ann Coulter getting into that. I withdrew from her pucker hole with an audible pop, and she scrambled around, gulping at my wang-dang doodle as though the lives of all her loved ones hinged on her marks for enthusiasm. Her eyes rolled up pleadingly as she threw her head down again and again on my Magic Johnson. I knew what she wanted. I repeated every Karl Marx quote I could think of until I reached my own historic inevitability and launched surge after surge from my hairy Boda bag. I ejaculated with what seemed like enough force to blow out the back of her head, but her head was made of stronger stuff. She sputtered, gobbled, and gulped what I'd have to call a very liberal, even radically so, quantity of hot splooge. Once she caught her breath, she wiped her mouth, stood, and took me by the hand.
"Let's go to the bathroom."
"Why?" She seemed surprised I had to ask. Her tone was that of someone reminding another of something too obvious to need to mention.
So I can get in the tub and you can piss all over me?
Several minutes after the piss play, I sat in a robe and watched her as she dressed. "Will I see you again?" I asked tentatively.
"Sure,"
she said, pointing to the TV.
"On that."
Some moments passed. I tried to dispel the awkward silence. "Well, nice meeting you," I offered.
"You've really got a gift for tedious small talk," she shot back.
I was a little hurt, and recognizing this, she softened just a shade as she reached for her purse to leave.
"Hey."
"Yes," I asked.
"Thanks for not staring at my Adam's apple."
"Sure, no problem." She let herself out without another word, and I sat in the late afternoon silence alone. I considered how it felt to be a disposable instrument in someone's personal debasement fantasy. All in all, it didn't feel too bad. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for March 11th, 2008. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the archive, every single episode of the podcast, plus exclusive shows like the weekend program we did on Sunday. Very, very good show. And extended programs we do. I'm sure we'll do at least one or two this week. Videocast. We do videocast as well occasionally. So lots of stuff. It's only $5 a month, $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. And if you're, you know, really cheap and you can't afford the sideshow and you want to support the show, always looking for funny video or audio. If you have anything like that, send it along to me, show@distortedview.com as well. And, you know, who knows? Maybe if it's really good, I'll give you a free month of sideshow stuff. It has to be a really good video. We're talking Dick Hole Guy level quality. All right, three quick stories and we'll get the hell out of here. First up, when Manuel...
I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
You know what an angry Alec Baldwin leaving a voicemail message to his 12-year-old daughter means. It's time for Distorted Views. Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition, tonight!
Celebrity.
Michael Jackson.
Entertainment.
Implants.
Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
I've been trying to figure out this one for years. I'm so glad I finally have an answer. Oh, many sleepless nights have been had trying to figure out exactly what Chad Kroeger of Nickelback is good at, because it's not singing. However, he excels at sucking dick. Yes, Chad Kroeger has an impressive party trick he can put his own manhood in his mouth. The How You Remind Me Rocker learned... Rocker, in quotation marks, learned of his unique skill as a teenager when he was dared to do something outrageous for a crate of beer. So not only did he suck his own dick, I'm assuming he had to do it in front of his friends to prove it. He tells Playboy magazine, "I put my own dick in my mouth. I was 14 and much more flexible at the time, It was soft and required a lot of pulling. I really wanted that case of beer. He added, it was years later when I discovered it's much easier to suck dick when it's not your own. Ooh. Oh yeah, I went there. He also says, I'm a Scorpio. A Scorpio is pretty much a walking penis. Also, I was born in 1974, the year of the tiger, which means I'm a shrewd businessman. Yeah, okay. And I pretty much want to take over the world. Now, could you imagine if he took over, like, if he became president? Or maybe in a hostile coup? Because I don't think we'd give up America to Chad Kroeger willingly. So it'd sort of have to be some sort of hostile coup situation. And he took over America, and we'd have to rename our country the United States of Blech. Home of the Bland. I don't know why I have such a thing against Chad Kroeger. They really don't bother me. I don't think about them much. But there you go. Chad Kroeger can, or could, suck his own penis, and he's a walking penis. Thank you, Chad. Poetic. And I gotta tell you, we played that Alec Baldwin clip where he's, like, bitching out his daughter, and at first everyone was like, you know, Alec Baldwin's an asshole. I don't care. Because I watched 30 Rock, you know, and it's really probably the best television show on right now, and he makes it. He's so funny. If you haven't watched 30 Rock, you really have to. I guarantee you, after watching it, he's so good in it, you won't care how he treats his daughter. I know I don't. But then again, I hate children anyways. And his daughter is a little ungrateful piggy, whatever the hell he said. Second story we have for you today comes from Mexico City when Manuel Uribe-something went out on a date. He made all the necessary arrangements. A forklift to carry him out of the house and a flatbed tow truck big enough to haul the formerly half-ton man and his bed to a party. Unfortunately, even the open road wasn't big enough to handle Europe's dream of celebrating a budding romance and his success in losing about 440 pounds. At first, I thought that meant that at one point he was 800 pounds, but since then he's lost 440. No, no. 800 is his current weight. Anyways, this fat fuck was halfway to a picnic near his Monterey area home on Sunday when one of the posts holding a sun-shielding tarp over his body hit an overpass. His blood pressure dropped so much, his doctors advised him not to go on, and the celebration, being documented by about 24 photographers and reporters from around the world, was sadly canceled. I have a quote from the lard-ass here. He says, "Hi, folks, Fat Man here." No, he says, "We were going to celebrate." I gotta talk like when you think of like how an 800-pound man must talk with all that fat in his cheeks and stuff. He sounds probably like a mush mouth.
We were gonna celebrate that I've been losing weight for 2 years, and that it was my girlfriend's birthday.
The saddest part was that I couldn't fulfill my dream of taking my girlfriend out to eat. This guy has a girlfriend! He's 800 pounds and he has a girlfriend. For all of you single people out there, I pity you, because that can't feel good. It's got to sting at least a little. Yes, last year he left his house for the first time in 5 years. 6 people pushed his iron bed on wheels out to a street as a mariachi band played and a crowd gathered to see the man who once weighed 1,235 pounds. He says after he lost weight on a high-protein diet he started 2 years ago, he's now down to about 800 pounds. What a strapping young man. Since the summer of 2002, he's been bedridden, relying on his mother and friends to feed and clean him. He drew worldwide attention when he pleaded for help on national television in January 2006. Despite the setback, he still hopes to go out with his girlfriend on June 11th when he turns 43. We'll just have to plan it better, he said. Or you could lose another 500 pounds and not have to have a fucking forklift take you to your date. She's a lucky girl. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one. A man was in critical condition after he tried to flee a cab without paying his fare. How did he try this? The old duck and roll. Right out of the cab. And he stepped into the path of an oncoming car in Salt Lake City. The man, 31, was belligerent and apparently drunk during a ride in the city cab taxi. He apparently threatened to not pay the driver before jumping out of the cab while it was still rolling east on 13 South near 800 East. I don't know. That's by the Arby's, of course. You all know where that's at, right? 1300 near 800. He ran into the westbound lane where he was hit by an oncoming car. He was in extremely critical condition. So there you go. That was a short news story. They can't all be gems, freaks. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Sideshow Freaks, I have another little video treat for you. And I've decided that when I find funny videos or whatever, just maybe a couple times a week, if they're really funny, really great videos that unfortunately don't have good audio, I'll just post it up on the Sideshow feed anyway so you guys can check it out. So I've got another one of those today. Like we did the Pony Play one last week. Today I've got another one for you, so be on the lookout for that if you are Sideshow members. All right, now voicemail time. Just a few today. If you guys have something to say, just want to say hi. I'd love to hear from some new listeners that haven't called in before. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. And let's see what's up today with my freaking geese.
Hey, man, it's Ken Deuce. Hey, I've been working on doing an impression for that little Hunter Alexander kid, but I can't seem to get enough speed and fucking helium in my body to do it. It's really hard. So, hey,
well, that's because your testicles have dropped, sir.
I had an idea, though. I think we should get him and that little kid that screams his fucking ass off at Halo.
Oh, right.
Together in the same room. That would be... And then kill them, of course.
Another DV listener advocating the death of 12-year-olds. Fantastic.
Hello, Timothy James Henson. This is Mike in New York. I'm the guy that keyed you into the whole shit dildo.
Ooh, shit dildo, yes.
Excellent job performing that, by the way.
Oh,
it was
thank you.
Top dramatic performance of the year. It was capable of getting an Academy Award, I'm sure. It would have won.
Oh, well, if DV was a movie, perhaps.
It's absolutely disgusting, and that's why I love it. The guy that called a couple days ago and left a little computerized voice, I know you didn't really know what the hell that was about. So I just wanted to clear it up. Apparently there's these big worldwide protests against the Church of Scientology that's happening on March 15th.
Yeah, don't they call themselves Anonymous or something?
And I guess people are just going to protest outside the church and talk about how evil it is and talk about the evil overlord Xenu. Hail Xenu. All hail Xenu.
Well, you know, I don't really know a lot about Scientology, although I did get to see the Scientology building when I was in Los Angeles for the podcast expo or whatever. It was actually the Scientology Celebrity Center, just for celebrities. And that seems weird, right? That there's a celebrity center for a religion.
Anyways, you're doing an excellent job with this show. I just started listening a couple months ago.
Oh.
And I can't stop laughing. You've almost cost me my job a couple times.
Oh, no.
The random cum farts and all that good stuff. I love it.
Well, keep listening, and if you really like the show, become a Sideshow member. How about that?
Hey, Tim, this is Justin from Ohio. I was looking at 100 Alexander's YouTube page, and it has a bunch of videos of him playing Pokemon.
How entertaining could that be for anyone on YouTube, watching some, like, 12-year-old play Pokemon on YouTube? You are watching a screen of a screen of a game, and then some little twerp playing it. That's stupid. But, you know, that's 100 Alexander for you. God love him. I can't believe how many people are commenting about 100 Alexander. I might have to find some more clips and play it on the show.
Hey, Tim, this is Brian. You're under age. I'm a member from New Jersey, and I took your advice about commenting on 100 Alexander's YouTube thing.
Oh, no.
And so I've made two profiles just for the occasion. First one, and I called it Tio 18, just to mock his voice, the way he sings, that he's an 11-year-old with shitty equipment, you know,
right.
That kind of stuff. And I made another YouTube account called Shit Dildo, where I mock his sexuality.
Oh.
His parents adopted him and they don't love him, that kind of stuff. So, if there's anything you want me to...
All right, if this kid kills himself, I don't want to be held responsible. I do not advocate harassing him. I just... Well, you know what? That's what comments are for on YouTube, right? That's why people leave messages. Those are the fun ones, at least, to read. All right, a couple more here.
This is an album from the Chipmunks, and I just want to say, fuck you, 100 Alexander.
Another 100 Alexander call.
hey, Tim, this is Justin from Ohio.
Oh, we already played that. I guess that's all the voicemails we have today. Thank you, guys. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD. Her chocolate socket is gnawing on my pork pipe. Vote for us a podcast alley if you haven't done so already for the month of March. Subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Dildo.